reading from 1 Peter chapters 1 and 2. And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but what was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God raised Jesus from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. The glory of flesh is like the grass. It's like flowers that are here today and tomorrow have withered or are thrown into the fire. But God gave unto Jesus, a man of human flesh, a man of human nature, the eternal glory, the glory that remains forever, a glory that remains because it is the glory of the Word of God. It is the glory of God himself, the glory of the love that the Father has for the Son, which the Son has for the Father. The glory of the Word, a word that abides forever, this eternal word that God has preached to us now by his Son, by his ministers, according to the Scriptures. A glory that God has also now shared with us through this same glorious Son, a glory that he took upon himself in the resurrection, that was given him in the resurrection, and is which now shared with us members of his body, those who have been reconciled, those who have been ransomed, those who have been purified by his very blood, and also now become partakers of this same glory. God gave him glory and raised him from the dead so that your faith and hope are in God. The glory of Christ manifests and proves to us, if you will, it demonstrates to us that all of the work of Christ has merit, that the work of Christ has success, that the work of Christ has a purpose that has been accomplished, that even in death, even in a death that took upon itself the sin of the world, the sin of all people from all times, from all places, and all ages, so our Lord Jesus Christ took this death upon himself, the death of the world, and yet overcame it in his resurrection. And so the resurrection manifests the salvation we have in Christ. It manifests the glorious life that we have because of his victory over death, because of the fact that he has, in fact, overcome that death, that he has purified us then through the pouring out of his life as a ransom, as a purification for this sin, and by taking up this life again, now shares this life with us in his blood. And so it is that his resurrection manifests his salvation, and that his resurrected body and blood given for us grants to us this purification and also this resurrection and this glory. By his resurrection, your faith and hope are in God, the true God, not a God of your imagination, not a pagan God of old who ever thirsts after blood more and more, not the God of your heart which seeks merely the things of this earth to satisfy the desires that were once the only desires you pursued according to your sinful nature, but rather the God of life, the God of glory, the God of the resurrection. This is the God in whom you now have faith and hope, your Lord Jesus Christ. And so your hearts have been made pure, and so you desire no longer the things of destruction, no longer the things of idols, but you desire the things also of this glorious Christ. You desire the things of love. You desire these things of God, that is, life and love and hope and faith. So you have been ransomed from these futile ways that were inherited from your forefathers, that were inherited indeed from Adam, a futility of works, a futility of ceremonies, a futility of a philosophy as a way of life, a futility of the scramble of modern life. From these things you have been ransomed and you have been purified. This purification is yours by your obedience unto truth, Peter says. And this obedience to truth, why obedience? Faith is not just a knowledge of the truth, but faith is an assurance of the reconciliation of God. Faith is the reception and conviction and joy and thanksgiving that we have, in fact, been purified from our sins, that we have been forgiven, and that we have now been brought into a new life of obedience. What else could the Holy Spirit give us but this joy, this thanksgiving, this new life? Obedience comes with faith, and faith brings with it an obedience. And just as there is no obedience without faith, so there is no faith that is not beginning to be obedient. And so this purification of the heart, this purification by the blood of Christ, this ransoming has granted unto you now a sincere love, Peter says, an unhypocritical love, a love for one another, a love that comes from this pure heart, a love as the Father had for his Son from the beginning of the ages, and which he now shares with you, which he now grants into your heart. So what does this love look like, Peter says? It looks like putting away malice, putting away deceit, putting away hypocrisy, envy, and slander. So Peter tells you to watch against these vices that would be a sign of a corrupt heart. That is, malice, which would deceive a brother from a heart. Malice, which would hate a brother from the heart. Hypocrisy, which would hold on to something that is false, even while confessing something that is true. And envy, that would hold an evil against a brother or a sister, even where Christ has forgiven and purified and ransomed. And so Peter warns us against these wicked things, and he calls us in the purity, in the purification, in the ransom in which we live, that glory into which Christ has brought us, to see the new things of love, to see the heart of love that the Holy Spirit has granted you, to put aside the stirring, the passions of the old heart that would pitch you against one another, all of these things, this malice, this envy, this deceit, this slander, but instead to long for the milk, the spiritual milk, the logikain milk, the milk of the Logos, the milk of the Son of God, the milk that is pure, a purity that goes with the purity of Christ, the purity of his blood, now a pure nourishment which stirs up your heart to live this life of love, to turn away from these vices of wickedness, and to see that you truly are children of God. And as children of God, you call upon him not as a vengeful God, not as a wrathful God, not as an arbitrary God of old, and not as a hypocritical God of the old heart, a God that is an idol, but you call upon him as a father, a father who judges impartially according to one's deeds, which now come from this purity of heart. Christ, his glory forever, has been raised from the dead. Christ, the ransom of his blood, the purification of his blood, has also purified you, a glory that he now shares with you. And so the Father will judge impartially according to the purity and the glory of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So no longer is your glory the glory that fades, that is imperishable, that is thrown into the fire, that goes to destruction. But your glory is the glory of Christ, the glory of being a member of his body, the glory of being indeed his very bride, such that in his purity and in his glory, he presents you glorious and pure and without blemish. And so the glory of God is now shared with you. To Christ be all this glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You.
Graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of the whole world. Have mercy on all who are in temptation, and upon all who through weakness or willfulness fall into sin. Make known to them your gracious love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Bless and preserve you.
Amen.